Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We're in a very special place for those listening who are not here. It is in nature, it is in Gaia, it is beautiful. The wind is blowing softly. We're in a place that is known for its crystalline properties. At this time, you call it Mount Ida in Arkansas. And I want to talk about vibrations. You just heard from Alcazar. And the message is the same. It's always the same. How many times have we said these words to you? Be still and know you are God. Is it possible that there are things that you can sense if you get out of the way? And I want to talk about some of them, and it will lead me to the land that you're on and why it is what it is. Dear ones, you see some go into art museums, stand in front of a photo and weep, stand in front of a painting and weep, stand in front of a sculpture and weep. And I want to ask you why. Have you ever considered why? Is it perhaps the sacredness of the shapes that you are seeing, either captured with the lens or created in a sculpture or put on canvas, that has a vibration or an energy that goes into you? And every single time this happens, the person who is weeping is doing it in total and complete silence. They've let go. They're allied with the artist, with the photographer. They're seeing and feeling something that is totally different from what you would call reality, for them to then look at a canvas and weep at the beauty. You've seen it. I'm talking about things that are in 3D, dear human. What is it that happens? Every musician knows that there are some very, very special kinds of music that seem to occur magically, maybe even channeled, when the melodies are correct and the sonorities are perfect. Everyone simply stops and listens. And then there will be crying and weeping and silence. And you know it. It's vibrations. You've always known this about music. And I ask you, what is it, really, what is it that would create emotions and feelings and speak to you through a medium like this? And you got to be still, don't you? You can't compete with the music to appreciate it, can you? I'm going to break this channeling into four sections. Each section will be complete in its own. The other three that are not this one will also be available for free to all to hear. Those in this channeling will hear this one live, and the other three you can hear later. I want to talk about where we are, all of us. What is it, dear ones, about crystalline? Specifically about the quartz crystals that speak to so many on this planet. Now, if you talk to those who are geologists or my favorite physicists, they will talk about the quartz crystal as something that retains vibration. And that is provable. And this is something that you can count on. You have a rock, if you want to call it that, grown in a specific way, if you want to call it that, that can hold frequency. Hold frequency. Now, that's the physical property of it, but it's not the metaphysical property at all, is it? Have you ever been into a place where you'd have perhaps a session like this? Perhaps you'd have that which is what we would call a meditation. And you'd go into a place that has giant crystals and you would all gather around it. There would be a hush of silence at the very appearance of the crystals. And then what would you do then? You'd be quiet. And then there were those who would say you can feel the crystals, you can hear them. Some say they talk to them. What's going on? What really is going on? And that's what I want to talk about right now. An old soul, a light worker, one who is metaphysical, has been on the planet a very long time. The age of your soul is commensurate to something else that's going on. And there is an advancement of esoteric sensitivity. In plain words, you sense energy. Like regular people would sense a painting or hear the music and sense that, and it would sense their trigger their emotions in a way. It does the same thing with a crystal that has vibration. Now, the big missing piece at this point is, what are you sensing? Why would you go into a place of meditation and feel the beauty of nature and all things in front of a quartz crystal that simply vibrates? Is it singing? Is it painting? Oh, no. It's transmitting. And you, my dear ones, are receivers. And the biggest thing we could tell you right now is, up to the shift, you sensed the crystal and you loved the crystal and you had them around, but you really didn't know what they were saying, did you? And now suddenly, you do. If we could talk about this in metaphysics, we will now remind you where you sit. In order to do that, I review. Biologists have still not found the missing link. You know that, don't you? Why does a human being have 23 pairs of chromosomes when all that evolution below them has 24? In other words, something happened to give you 23. You didn't come from anything that has ever been studied in biology on this planet. Do you realize that? You've got 23. Nothing has 23 but you. The creation story, the mythologies of most of the spiritual systems talk about God coming down, giving humanity the choice, the availability of seeing finally the source and darkened light. And it was recent. As recent as 200,000 years ago, the creation story of humans like you began. Not the biology, the consciousness, God inside. It's new. Do you really care how that happened? Do you want to have the minutia of which angels might have done it, or perhaps someone else that was just as sacred? And we have told you they are the Pleiadians. Is it possible that this galaxy, which is billions of years old, could have life which has existed for millions of years in societies way above yours, with graduate planets who have come alive, who have shifted, who know God, who allied with the central source? Do you believe in the central source? Isn't it possible? Dear human being, you've been here such a short time, such a short time, that there are other societies and civilizations that have been here millions of years in other places on this galaxy. And they came to seed you with what they had. And they looked for this time and they prophesied this time. In the middle of the precession of the equinoxes, the 26,000-year wobble of this planet, right in the middle of it, if you would survive, the prophecy of the ancients, if you would survive, then many things would happen. The shift would be accompanied by an awakening of Gaia in a way it never had before. Dear ones, you sit on what we had described as a node on this planet. It has a matching node. There are 24 of them. And this node is crystalline. Let me continue. If you have studied the nodes and the nulls of the planet, you'll know that most of the nodes and the nulls actually have an emphasis. Some of them are mountains. Some of them are very high, actually untouchable, places that you can't get to. Not this one. Or is it? Mount Ida is not really a mountain. It's the name of an area. Or is it? Now let's talk about it. You sit on one of the largest quartz crystal deposits on the planet. When I say one of the largest, some consider it the largest. There's one that is larger and it's underwater and you haven't found it yet. But this is the one you are on that humans can get to, and there's a reason. And I'll tell you, it is a mountain. It's a mountain upside down. It's a very high one, deep into this planet, dear ones. It's a crystalline mountain upside down. And this talks to the crystalline grid of this planet, and we've talked about that. The next installment will be how this node talks to the crystalline grid, which is not really physical at all. This is. It is not. The crystalline grid is esoteric. It's metaphysical. And yet this node talks to it very, very clearly. What do you think it talks about? I have some questions for you to ponder. What messages are the crystals giving you? Is it possible that a crystal can be a catalyst of information that you need to hear that's personal to you? How would that work? How can you take a crystal home, put it in your home, and it starts talking about what you should know? How would that be? I want to tell you about that. Is it possible that crystalline structures at this time on the planet could have a multi-dimensional remembering system? And if so, what would they say to you? Is it possible at this point in time that crystalline quartz crystal would call to you so much that you would recognize it, take it home, and it would tell you what you needed to know? That's about as new age as it gets. And I want to tell you something, dear ones. There is truth in all of this. And the old soul sitting here who has crystals all their lives that talk to them are smiling. And no, you are energetically sensitive. And the sensitivity you have has allowed you to feel these stones alive. They're benevolent. Last question, which we will also talk about at a future time. Can the remembrance in a crystal be changed? Can you erase what's there and reprogram it? Can you actually change a remembrance that it would have that you take home? I want you to ponder all these things because it is part of what we would call the information past the shift. There's a reason for this node. The Pleiadians are using this as a fast track energy for awakening. A fast track awakening. It is no mystery or accident that the steward of this land knows these things, senses these things. You think that's an accident? You think he's just a miner? Talk to him. See what he thinks. There has been a careful alignment from the indigenous who used to own this land to his stewarding, to you being it here, to the shift, to the crystals that are coming out of the hills here. That's the extent of the lesson today. You sit in a very special place. The energy is shifting. It's starting to talk to you in a multidimensional way. There's a mountain called Mount Ida under me. And it's very high. Is it too metaphysical for you? I know who's here. Are there those here who didn't come to hear this? Well, you can't help it. I'll tell you something. You cannot unknow what I've just told you. You can laugh about it, but there's no delete key in your brain. And it may actually show up again someday. And you'll be glad you heard it here. The lesson will continue. It's no accident that any of you are here. It's almost like you're sitting on the mother lode. And it talks to you. I want you to feel the welcoming of Gaia to the old soul here. A real welcoming. And so it is.